David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi, and I'm very excited today because we have Tracy Frederick, and she is an amazing woman, and she is going to talk about listening to your inner instincts, listening to your intuition, what your body's telling you, and she has a lot of great advice, and she does a lot of retreats, too, so she's going to talk about that also. But Tracy, tell us a little about yourself, what you do, because you're just an amazing person with a hell of a story.
Thanks so much, Stacey, and thanks for having me. The reason I wanted to talk about inner instincts today is because I really ignored mine for quite some time. And I think a lot of women do that. And I'm hoping that by speaking to it, women will instead honor their instincts and maybe make some decisions that are better for themselves earlier on rather than waiting for something to go wrong and being forced to do it. Mm-hmm. So I was a trial attorney for over 20 years, a criminal defense attorney, and tried tons of cases, worked a lot, loved it. I still love it. But my life was changing as I was doing that. And I had three kids, all in fairly close succession, and started kind of burning the candle at both ends and realizing that it wasn't working anymore.
Yeah.
Signs were there. I had a cardiac issue and shortly after I had my last child, and I still ignored it. And I'll never forget, I ended up in the hospital, and while I'm in the hospital, the doctor asks me, "What do you do for a living?" And I tell him I'm a trial attorney, and he immediately says, "You need a new career." And I just looked at him and was like, "Okay, you're crazy. Of course, what are you even thinking? I don't need a new career." And the truth is, I didn't necessarily need a new career, but I certainly needed a new way of doing what I was doing.
Right.
And I didn't listen to it. I just kept plowing ahead. And that was not a wise decision. And so ultimately, my youngest child unfortunately became ill. And that really forced me to reassess because I just couldn't continue. So reassessed. And once I started doing that, everything changed because I just realized that I had not been listening to my intuition, and it was there. Like, it was screaming at me, you know, and I just kept ignoring it. And so now I am coaching, doing executive coaching for criminal defense attorneys, which is great. So I'm still in the mix with the thing I love, but in a much more manageable way, and running retreats with Go Limitless Retreats.
I love that. You know, that must have been so scary for you. You know, you had such a scary experience, and you're so young to begin with, you know?
Yeah, I was very young. I think it was related. I had preeclampsia with my last child, and I had him late, and it was about 3 months later that this happened. So there is like a risk for cardiac issues when you have preeclampsia. Now they know that, and they tell women that. And so it wasn't a total shock, but it was so scary when it happened because all I could think was I've got to take care of my kids.
Yeah.
I can't really be down and out like this, you know, and that was a big midlife wake up call, right? Like all of a sudden you are not invincible anymore. And before that, I never thought that I wasn't. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, your body is not working the way it's supposed to. So listen to it.
You know, it's you're so right. You know, and I was talking to you earlier, and you know, your intuition is always talking to you, and your body's always talking to you. You know, and I always feel it's important for your mind, your body, and your spirit to be connected. And you know, your body gives you signals, and your whole body, you know, it goes to the heart, and the heart gives messages, I think, to the brain. And you know, and that's your intuition. They're sending you messages. They're trying to get it across to you. And for this so long, I was just like you. I didn't want to listen to my intuition. And just like everybody else, when your intuition talks, what usually happens if you don't listen to it, you're like, it just knows, you know, you end up, you know, so many times that you don't listen and they're like, oh shoot, I should have listened to my intuition. I didn't listen to it. And look what happened, you know? And it's the same thing when it comes to our health, our mind, our body, meeting people, you know, we get intuitions too, you know, we feel the energy, you know, it is so many different things that the intuition picks up, you know, but the question is, are we going to listen to it? Or do, you know, do we even open the box? Because some people have a very narrow box and they live in that little narrow box. And it gets to a point in life, if you want to grow, I think, and you want to expand yourself and you want to elevate to new levels in life and feel the quality of life, I feel like you have to change the way you think, change the way you do things, and really open that box and start really going deep inside yourself. Because I feel like the more we go inside ourselves, the more we learn about ourselves and how we work, the stronger our intuition gets. How do you feel about that?
Oh, that is so true. I feel like if you're living small and you're living in fear and trying to control everything, which I definitely did that for a while, you know, I thought everything needs to be a certain way. I need to graduate at this time and, you know, get this job and my kids need to be this way. And if you're living that way, you're not listening to your intuition, right? Yeah. Everything is small. And then as soon as you start listening to your intuition, your world opens up. I mean, yeah. Literally the people I've met, the places I'm traveling to, like everything is different. And yeah. If I just kept doing what I was doing, I would have missed all of that. So, right. You know, it's, and I don't know if some of that is maturing, although I have met younger, like there are some people that are young that figure it out young, which is amazing. Yeah. When I meet them, you know, it's, but I do think there's something about midlife too, like that. Yeah. You just start reassessing and you're either kind of on one or two paths. You're going to stay in that small box. It's never going to really expand. And you're just going to, you might be okay, but it's kind of status quo.
Yeah.
Or you're going to learn, grow, your world's going to explode. Things are going to get great. You know, I mean, your marriage is going to get better. Your relationship with your kids will get better. I mean, that's how I feel about it. And I wish, you know, more people would be open to it, because I think people are kind of afraid, right? They're afraid to change. They don't want to listen to it because they're so afraid to rock the boat.
Oh yeah. I think that one of the biggest things people, you know, that I, when I work with people, their biggest fear is the fear of change, because they don't know what to expect. Either one, they're going to fail. And you know, that's a fear of theirs. Or two, if I do change, am I going to like the person that I become? You know, and how can I go back to where I was if I don't like this new person that I've created, you know, and all these, you know, people always think the worst of the worst. Like when people think like that, when they have fear, they're mostly negative thinkers, a lot of them. And they always think the worst of the worst of the worst. And if you're focusing always on the worst that could happen, you'll never excel and grow, because you're never going to look at the positive things that could happen if you actually do make those changes in life and you do open your little narrow box and think out of the box and start doing things differently and more productively.
It's so true. I mean, mindset's everything, right? I mean, it's some of the things we teach actually in our retreats. We have to do like a bunch of sessions on this. And, you know, I used to think some of that stuff was a little bit hooey. I'm like, oh, what is this? You know, your mindset shifts things. But if your mindset has shifted and you're taking actions based on that positive mindset, you know, whatever it is, your goal is, it changes everything.
Yeah.
Whereas you're sitting there afraid all the time and you're always, what's going to go wrong with this? You know, instead of what's going to go right with this.
Yeah.
It just really limits you. And you start playing so small, even people that are successful, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, on paper, I looked very successful, but I wasn't doing what I knew I really needed to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, just because I thought that I should be doing one thing, sort of like I identified as one thing, and you can change constantly. And I think people don't realize that, you know, they just feel like they have to stay with whatever they've chosen and, you know, ride that through and it's just not true. You know, you can expand in ways you can't even imagine if you let yourself.
And that feels so freeing when you say it like that. You know, you could always change. So then it's like, when you say it like that, it's like, you know what? If I do change and I break through that fear, if I don't like what I've become, I could change again and again and
Yes.
again until I find that right person that I feel that fits those shoes that I'm wearing. You know, like until I get into that point where I feel like I'm happy with who I am. You know, when you look in that mirror and you see the person, the reflection, and you actually like who you see, you know?
Yes. Yeah, it's so true. I mean, you can keep changing, right? I guess we should keep changing is the truth of the matter. I mean,
Yeah.
right? We don't know what's going to bring, what life's going to bring. We had no
Right.
idea.
No.
So just keep going forward. I try to tell myself that, especially when you're in like really difficult time.
Yeah.
Not to dishonor the difficulty you're having. Of sure, feel it, you have to. But it's not always going to be there, no matter what it is. You
Yeah.
know, it will change in some way. And
Right.
so in 6 months from now, what's this going to look like? Who
Exactly.
knows? So I think trying to think that way, which is just generally putting a more positive spin on things.
Yeah.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Just allows for more growth and more change and just more opportunity.
Oh, for sure. I think, you know, it's so important to, you know, to grow and to, and I think the way of growing is going back to what you said, listening to your inner instincts. Now, you know, I know for me too, like you said, you know, I did not want to listen to my inner instincts for years. You know, I did not want to put any limitations because my inner instincts was telling me you have to put limitations in your life. You have to do this, you have to do that. And everything that my inner instincts was telling me, I didn't want to do, I didn't want to commit to. And once I actually did listen, my life changed, you know. So it's really, you know, important. But for people who don't even realize that they have an inner instincts, you know, people who don't understand their intuition, you know, how do people either connect with their intuition or actually grow their intuition, grow their spiritualness, open up themselves to the spiritual world so they can enhance and maybe start to feel that intuition? Because when you do open yourself spiritually, it's known to you that you everything increases. You know, your intuition increases. You feel more balanced. You feel at whole with yourself. You could focus better. Your clarity is better. You start seeing out of the box, like way out of the box. So, what are some ways that you suggest for people to actually open themselves so their intuition can become strong and they can get the guidance they need?
You know, one thing that I suggest, it's so simple, is really just quieting yourself. And it doesn't have to be a formal meditation, but I mean, and I'm a type A trial lawyer, right? I have ADHD. Like I am very energetic. If I am able to meditate, anyone can meditate. I'll tell you
Right.
that right now. And I have learned a lot over the last few years in terms of the value of that.
Yeah.
And so just being quiet with yourself, and that can be a few minutes in the morning, that can be a short guided meditation. You know, it's really difficult to do it yourself in the beginning.
Yeah.
We're always bombarded, right? We're either listening to a podcast, watching TV, having our family around. And so to be in quiet is hard.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you get there and you allow it just for a little bit, and it doesn't have to be much, you will start seeing things more clearly.
Yeah.
You know, going for a walk, that's another one. A walking meditation, right? Because you're getting exercise, you're outside in the fresh air, and again, you are letting your thoughts come to you and just kind of seeing
Yeah.
what comes to you. If you just open yourself up to that, it's so easy not to. It's so easy to just be constantly teched out and never actually spend time with yourself. That's
Yeah.
that allows for that those messages to come through. So when anyone is saying, I just need to start, you know, I don't know what I should even be doing. I don't even, you know, I don't even hear these messages. First thing is first is like turn it down a little, like a tech detox in some way usually goes along with that, right? For some period of time. And I think that is an initial step that can get people pretty far.
Yeah.
And you start doing a little bit of it and you'll start doing more of it. You know, it's, you can build a habit into your schedule in some way.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's funny when you said about the meditation, I was always, you know, it was very hard for me just to relax and get myself to that point. And it took practice. And I remember, like, I tell the stories, you know, like I would go to meditation class and then I would be doing the whole meditation thing with the whole class. And I'd finally feel relaxed at the very end when she's like, you know, ready to say, you know, to go like this. And she says, you know, she's class, you know, and she would, you know, say her end, you know, and that's when I was like, okay, I'm ready to meditate, because I finally got it took me the entire class to get to that point where I was actually starting to feel calm and ready to wind down. But the class was over. Everybody was getting up, taking their mats and leaving. And I was just starting, because it took me that whole 45 minutes to get to that point. I couldn't get myself relaxed and into a state of meditation. And then I, over time and over practice, I got myself where I could get myself into that meditative mode in within seconds. But it took like a long time until I could do that.
It is just practice, right? It's one of the things we do at our retreats. We do this whole kind of morning meditation ritual thing. And it is just takes time. Like, you just need to do whatever, right? Whatever the thing is that resonates with you, practice, practice, practice. Yeah. And eventually you can kind of maybe tune out and do that anywhere when you need to.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And it's a gift to be able to disconnect in a real stressful moment, to be able to take a breath and kind of get in touch and ground yourself, or, you know, wherever you are, is such a gift.
Right.
And I mean, I know you can do that because you meditate, right? So it's, not everybody can do that, but they will. Anybody can learn it, for sure.
It's just being able to get yourself to that level of calmness. And if you're able to get yourself to that level of calmness, then you could start to like really wind down. And then you could start to go inside yourself and start to really listen, because then you'll start seeing the messages will start coming through. The calmer you are, the more you connect with your inner self. And, you know, anyone can do it.
Anyone can do it. It's so interesting because it's really, when I first started thinking about these retreats, I didn't even know I was thinking about them. And I was doing these meditations in a stressful, when my son was really ill. Things were extremely chaotic, and I was scared. I didn't know what was wrong with him. And I was doing these meditations, and every time I did them, I would see this particular beach in Costa Rica, which wasn't anywhere that I had been. And I did study there before. And I just kept seeing this place, and it was very calming. And I kept going there because it brought me relief.
Yeah.
And that was literally the same beach that when I showed up for the place that I host most of my retreats, I showed up and that was the beach that I had been seeing for years at this point. And and it's crazy because your mind will, if you let it quiet down, will show you things. And, you know, it might be just, you know, kind of an irregular path you're going to take to get there. But if you slow down enough to listen to it, it's amazing, you know, what kind of information you can get.
Oh yeah, for sure. Now, was it really the what really brought you to this point? Was it more when you first got sick, or really when it was when your son got sick that you realized that you really need to make changes in your life, that change is important, and you really start to need to listen to your inner self? Was there any signs that were telling you to listen to your intuition, or was it the illness of you or your son that kind of brought it to your attention?
You know, I think it was probably a combination of things. I would say in the beginning, when I was first sick, I just was ignoring it. You know, I just felt so overwhelmed, and I just was kind of trying to plow through and deal. Mm-hmm. And then I was better. The whole situation was, I had a procedure, it fixed it, knock on wood. Mm-hmm. And when he got sick, I didn't even think. Like, I was like, okay, I need to close my law practice. I'm trying to keep things afloat here. This is absolutely unrealistic. Somebody's got to be around full time. So I got into the mode of like all the things you have to do to close a law practice, which apparently are a lot, because you don't You open it. So I had a lot of things to do there. And I did that, but as I was doing that and he was healing, you know, at one, he started getting better once we knew it was wrong. And so we started doing treatment. And in that time frame, I started seeing, you know, that probably going back to doing what I was doing wasn't the right answer.
Right.
And I got my coaching certifications, multiple ones, you know, in that time. And I wasn't even sure then exactly what I was doing with it, but I had my own coach and loved it. So I thought, like, this is only going to help me in some way. I don't know exactly how yet, but I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of was seeing like little things and just stepping forward each time and, you know, doing the next thing without, it was very different than what I've experienced before, you know, growing up. Oh, you're going to be a lawyer. You need to go to law school. You need to take the bar. Like there are these steps, right? You know what they are. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know what I was doing yet. You know, I just knew that it involved something different and I needed to take steps to make something different happen. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing that. And then as the more steps I took, the more clear it became.
Yeah.
You know, each time. And so I feel like that is often what it is with intuition, right? Like you're seeing some idea that something's up, but you don't quite know how to make it happen. You might not even know what you want to make happen, but you just need to start moving, you know, taking steps, and then it will happen. So, and I do think anything's possible, you know, for people. And so many people think they can't, right? It's just, oh no, how could I do this? Or I really want to do this, but I don't see how I could do that at this age. No, you can.
Yeah.
Like, just start doing it. It'll happen.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, I think people, you know, like you said, you know, like, you know, sometimes there are those people who, you know, that do learn early in life, you know, and they figure it out early. I wish I was one of those people because I wasn't, you know, either. And then there are people who are like us in our midlives. We realize that we need to change, that, you know, the areas that we were in were not exactly the areas we wanted to be in or were meant to be in. And we were seeing the signs, we were getting our little messages from our intuition, and it brought us to a whole different world, you know? And I feel like, you know, it's so important, you know, do you practice, you know, to work on your intuition every day? Do you do things that help you stay in tune with yourself, with your mind, with your intuition and everything around you, your energy and so forth?
Yeah, I do. Every morning I have a practice that I try to start the day off with. I try to get up before everyone else and do a short practice that is really, you know, a meditation and a practice on goal setting. And, you know, it's kind of like a combination of things, which I find really helpful. And the walk, I walk every day, well, walk, hike, whatever you want to call it, about 4 miles. Same thing, like just to reset with nature.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I'm doing lately a lot, which I find interesting, you know, but I did so many trials. I did all kinds of jury trials. And every time I'd go out, you know, you get nervous. Like you want some nerves before you know, it's a performance.
Yeah.
You know, I would always ground myself, you know, outside the courtroom before I came in. And I'd never used that grounding for anything else in my life. Like I did it for trials and that was it. And I've started using grounding regularly with other things. But before coming on a podcast, before meeting with a client, before a retreat, like, you know, any event we're doing at the retreat. And it's so short. But if you do it and it's like, you can touch something, it's amazing if you're in warm weather and you can be barefoot, you know, like, and you can really feel like you're, you know, grounded wherever you are.
Yeah.
And just take a minute to build some confidence, maybe say something to yourself, right? Whatever that thing is. I find those little things just are so stabilizing, and then they build up the intuition, right? Because you're doing these things, which is making you more in touch with yourself and, you know, more open to feedback, positive and negative, from those around you, which is important, you know, to learn and to improve.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And I think when you start to really grow spiritually, you start to really, it helps with your confidence, I think, too. It helps when you start to really understand who you are as a person, and then you make those productive changes in your life. I think it helps you become more confident, and it helps you define the woman or the man that you really are. It helps you understand who you are. And then, you can focus on what you really need. 'Cause once you define who you are, and then you start making changes to get where you want to go, I think it builds our self-esteem up. It builds who we are as a person. And then you get to a point in life where you become very open, to you can handle constructive criticism. You can handle, others when they talk to you, where I feel like when we're vulnerable, it's very hard to listen to constructive criticism, and it's very hard to listen to others, and it's even hard to grow, and but the more we work at ourselves and we define who we are as a person, I think helps us grow, and it helps us even build our confidence and our resilience too. What do you think?
Oh, that's so, it's just such a good point. I mean, life's hard, right? A lot of difficult things happen to everyone. And, you walk around and you see people and you might think, Jane has it all together. Wow, it looks easy for her, but you have no idea what's going on in someone's life. And it's just amazing when you stop and actually do connect with people and they tell you, what they struggle with. They struggle with a lot. And so I do think that doing these things, it just the confidence piece is huge, because if you feel confident, you know that you can deal with anything, including these difficult times, right? Like, you're gonna have them, so how are you gonna show up for those? Are you gonna show up as afraid and then shorter with people and impatient? Or are you going to show up saying, you know what, this sucks, but I'm open. I'm going to try to, make the best of a difficult situation. What can I learn? How can I move forward here?
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
If you do that with yourself and with others, I feel like your relationships with even the people you just come into contact with at a doctor's office or whatever are so different, So, and I'm sure you must feel that way, right? Dealing with a medical issue. Being open, how are you, approaching people with it when you're talking about it? I'm sure you meet people that have your illness, right? Because of your book. And I'm sure they feel so thankful and grateful to have you spoken about it and been so honest and open.
I think that's one of the biggest things, is that people have a hard time being open and honest, and it doesn't come easy. But when I even now, like when I deal with like the doctors, and I deal with the healthcare, and I deal with I'm very open and very honest, exactly how I feel, and what's going on, because I believe honesty is key. It's just but it's very hard for people to go deep down into their feelings and say, this is how I feel, or admit that, it's hard to handle it. I'm getting to the point where I feel like I'm at a pot of boiling water, and I'm ready to pop, and it's okay. And people, I think, this make-believe world with social media and everything, makes people think that, everyone's living a hunky-dory life. I remember I was with a group of people, and I was talking to this one person, and they were like so shocked. They're like, oh, they thought of me as Mary Jane with the white picket fence, because of the way I appeared. I'm like, I am not even close. But I guess it's all how we present ourselves. But I think it's so important to be open and honest, and it's so important to like you know, especially in the medical field. And if you're going through illnesses or going through conditions, and, you know, listening to your intuition and being honest and being able to express how you feel, what you're going through, you know, your fears, your anxieties, the emotions, you know, the changes you feel. Cause like, I notice when things are going on, I can feel the changes. I can feel, I know it right away. I'm aware that, you know, something's going on before it even becomes a problem, you know? And I think people have to try to get to that point, because if we understand our bodies and we understand what our body needs, imagine how much improvement mentally and physically it could have on people overall.
Yeah, absolutely. And just that sharing, right? Like encouraging other people to open up, then they're getting the same benefit you're getting from it. Like, yeah. It's just, it takes time, you know, but it takes just, you know, you being open. All you can control is yourself, right? So,
exactly.
You know, we can be open and hope that by doing so, other women will feel like they can be open. And, you know, again, like, you know, people see coaching and they think, oh, it's just, you know, this positive, you know, affirmations. And it's just not, it's so much more than that. But a lot of it is what you're saying. It's that, you know, that honesty and authenticity that we don't see a lot because of social media and tech. And
yeah,
people don't, I feel like the pandemic even, right? Like people have not reconnected the way they did.
Not at all.
Before.
At all. No.
And that's missing. It's missing for me. And I know whenever I ask women, it's missing for them. So we're not alone thinking that.
Definitely not.
And so anything we can do to like start bringing that back is important, because it's so good for everybody's mental health.
Oh, it definitely is. We learn from each other. We grow from each other.
Right. Know?
And positive energy brings positive people, and we feed off of each other. I remember it wasn't too long ago. I had a guest on the show. It was just recently, actually. And they made such an important point. The past you can't change, so you can't dwell on the past, and we're powerless of the future, of what's going to go on in the future. Most of the things in our life we're powerless of. The only thing we have control of is the first next to 8 seconds of our life, and that's it. And then you think about that, it's so true. Everything else we have no control over. We have no control over the future. We can't change the past. We only have the next 8 seconds of our future. That's the only thing we have control of. Everything else we have no control of. So when you give up that need to feel like you have to be in control, it doesn't exist. We aren't in control. We are not the ones in control, but we can do things to improve our lives, you know, according to where our lives are going. And that's what people have to realize. So we just have to remind ourselves that we're in a powerless world, that we are not in control, but we can, like I was just saying to you, we can control, you know, the things that are going on in our lives. We can make tweaks to improve our lives. And I think, like you said, listening to your intuition and strengthening your intuition is going to play a big factor in that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, accepting that you can't control things, right, is so freeing, because I mean, I love what your guest said, like that leaves you living in the moment, and that's it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Which is it, you know, if, and that's something I've struggled with, because I'm always planning and, you know, trying to improve and fix things, but sometimes that can leave you not connected enough in the moment. And right. So that's something I'm personally always working on, trying to be more in the moment. And then, you know, And it's great when you, it's so great when you do it, when you're really there and you're really having a conversation with someone and you're really, in, you know, enjoying what you're doing instead of kind of having your attention drawn in three different directions at the same time.
Yeah. And that's something I see so many people struggle with, is that they can't get their head out of the past, or they can't get their head out of the future, worrying about what's going to happen or what could happen. But we don't know what's going to happen, and we can't control what's going to happen. So why even waste our energies to worry about it? They're like, oh, it's easier said than done. Well, yeah. Well, you got to practice, you know, you got to realize that we have to practice each day just to live in the moment. Like those 8 seconds that guest said, yeah. you know, if we could just focus on the next 8 seconds of our lives and just keep building on that, you know, it just makes life a lot less stressful, and you just do what you can the best way you can. And then you just, you know, you make goals for yourself. You try to set them. And if they don't work, they don't work. If they're not, I've gotten to the point in life where I say, well, if it doesn't happen, then it's not meant to be. And I just leave it as that, you know, and I don't beat myself over the head of should have, could have, would have, you know, and all this other stuff, because you know what? We just don't have control. You know, it's just not meant to be if it doesn't happen.
No. And you know what? It could happen later when you don't even expect it. Right. Like you just don't know. I mean, it's just all you can do is make your best effort now.
Yeah.
And if you, even if you don't achieve something, you've achieved something by trying.
Exactly.
You know?
So, yeah. That's a powerful point.
So I think that that's something to keep in mind too. Right. At all times, like at least I'm moving in the right direction. And that's all I can hope for. That's what anybody can hope for, right? Just try to move in the right direction. And if you're not, redirect.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's all we can do. You know, that's all we can do. And it's so freeing when you get yourself out of all that, you know, all the clutter, all that mental clutter, if you could just free it from yourself, you know, oh, life feels so much better when you can do that. You know, we all fall into the trap. It's not like once you get out of it, you may never fall back into. Of course, eventually you probably will. But then if you learn how to do it, then you can get yourself out of it. And that's the whole point.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you just ask yourself questions, right? It's like, why do I, you know, I can't do this. Well, why do you think you can't do that? You know, when you start digging deeper, a lot of times you realize that it's not true at all. You just have all these limiting beliefs, you know, surrounding different things. And when you lose those, it's crazy what you're capable of.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Now you do a lot of retreats, and explain to me like what type of retreats you do. Cause you were talking to me early on, and it was sounded so refreshing. It sounded like someone can go and just really reset themselves, really get to that point where they could let go of all that clutter and really maybe even create a new momentum in their head of how they want to live, and then actually do it when they go home. And it could probably be life-changing for some.
Yeah, that's our goal. The name of the company is Go Limitless Retreats, and we're at letsgolimitless.com. And anybody can go there and kind of get a really good overview of what we do. Our retreats are 5 days and 4 nights, and they are really designed for people to have life-changing experiences. And I see this company as a movement for women's health, really, mental health.
Yeah.
And growth. You'll come on the retreat and everything's included, and we stay at a beautiful place. The base is Costa Rica. That's where we're focused right now. Although we're expanding and we want to be adding a bunch more destinations with time.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
But the retreats have a bunch of wellness built into them, but it's not a yoga retreat. But there's yoga built in, because yoga can be great for settling down, getting in touch with yourself, you know, a little bit of mindset work plus stretching and like some healthy things that are mixed in there.
Yeah.
We do sound baths every night, which are absolutely amazing for decompressing. And then we have these excursions, and they're really adventurous. I'd say that this retreat is for people that like action.
Yeah.
We do some real major hiking in the jungle. We'll swim in waterfalls. There could be zip lining, private boat ride. The idea is to really push yourself a little bit out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
I do think when you push yourself out of your comfort zone, like for instance, traveling, we go to this very remote place. It's an hour and a half from the airport and our guests get there and they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. We never would have come here on our own. and I'm on a beach in the middle of the jungle with no one, like nobody is here. And especially Americans just don't get that experience, right? Unless you live somewhere really remote. And so there's something about doing that and being in nature. And then we do these workshops that are also taught in the environment and they're worked into the local environment. You just feel so disconnected from home and reconnected to yourself.
Yeah.
And the women in the group. And so that's the goal, like that you're going to come there, you're going to authentically connect with yourself and this group of awesome women and learn about yourself. And so it's so interesting. People will come for with all different things. Like someone will come on our last retreat. Someone got a new job while they were there. And she was sort of coming there thinking like, what am I going to do? Am I going to take, you know, this new position or am I going to stay where I am? And it became very clear to her while she was there.
Right.
There are people that have struggled with grief. There are people that have struggled with, you know, issues with their children, you know, all kinds of things. And so it's a neat place because the way we teach it, the things we teach are really, like you said, they're skills to take home.
Yeah.
And whatever, you know, your challenges or whatever your area that you want to grow in is, you can use these skills and then work together with the group. And everyone's coming out of there with lifelong friends, which is amazing. And just a sense of purpose, renewed purpose is a lot. I think so many women struggle with that.
Yeah.
Like they feel like, you know, I'm a mom, so I'm 24/7 momming. And you lose yourself a little bit in that.
Yeah.
You know, you get to a point, like I'm there now where my youngest is 8 and because I had kids later, I'm like, okay, like now I need to kind of rediscover me again, you know? And I think that happens a lot with our women, and these retreats are amazing for that. So it's pretty awesome.
I like that idea. Oh my God. I told you I might be going on one of your retreats because it sounds amazing. I think everybody can use a reset every once in a while. I think we should all reset ourselves at least once a year. I think everybody needs to like reset themselves, you know, and if you could afford to do more than once in a year, but at least once a year, like really look at yourself, see where you're at in life and really start to declutter and get rid of that negativity that's been in your life, any repressed emotions, any uncertainties, any fears that you may have evolved, you know, as we get older, sometimes we worry more. Sometimes we realize things. I mean, sometimes those things are things we don't want to realize in life, you know, and we have to deal with it, you know, and there can be painful moments and you know what? And when you're with a bunch of women and you're with a group that you could relate to, you know, and each other can be a support and you know, everyone's there for the same purpose and everyone's there not to judge, but to help. You know, that's a great feeling, you know, when you're in a positive atmosphere where everybody just wants to see everybody succeed, everybody be happy, everybody, you know, leave there feeling good about themselves, you know, then you're not afraid to open up. You're not afraid to be you. You're not afraid to, you know, because I think one of the things like we were talking about before, when people don't want to be open and honest, is because they fear of judgment. What are these people going to think of me? You know, and are they going to reject me? You know, because for so many years, for centuries, we have been labelized and stigmatized according to what we have or what we're going through in life. And people don't just accept people for who they are. They judge them right away.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good. Except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
People are so easy to judge until you walk through that person's shoes. Then you should, you know, until you walk through that person's shoes, you shouldn't say anything about that person because you don't know, you know, and you shouldn't labelize people because you don't know what they're going through. You don't know, you know, and everybody reacts differently and handles stress differently. But if you can be in a surrounding of women where you're just, you know, there is no labelization and there's no stigmatism and you're just being open and warm into each other, you know, that's when you could actually feel comfortable opening up and sharing your emotions and sharing your feelings, because you know that you're there and that no one's going to be judging you. Everyone's going to be trying to help you.
It's so true. I mean, I feel like, especially, you know, just how things have been in, you know, the US for a few years now, right? Everything's so polarized and negative.
So polarized. Yes.
I hate it. And, you know, we have really said, like, we're coming on this. We have people from all walks of life coming to these retreats, right? Like all different viewpoints, and nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like everyone is there to just support each other and be positive. And yeah. That we need more of that, you know, in the world generally.
Yeah.
So I think we're starving for it. And so, and especially with women, right? Naturally, I mean, it's just amazing to connect with other women. And,
yeah.
You know, you feel, I mean, I get so much out of being to support, just being able to support people, you know, with whatever it is that they're there to work through.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel blessed that I get to do that and be a part of that. And I think everybody feels that way on the retreat because everybody's helping each other and people kind of break off in little groups and, you know, they're like supporting each other with different things. Yeah. And it's so wonderful to see those relationships develop.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. You know, I think it's important for people to open up. And I think even, you know, if they take those qualities, if they get break through those fears of opening up and they can bring it back into their own world, you know, that could help somebody grow so much. Because I know for me, and until I was able to open up and talk about certain things, that's when I started to feel free of any of the pain and negative emotions that were inside of me. When I had no fear to talk about it and I didn't care what others thought, that was when I started to feel a sense of relief, a sense of peace within me, you know. And I think everybody needs that inner peace. And I think that's what we lack too in our society. That's why you see so much hatred and anger in our society, is because we all have those inner fears and those emotions and those repressed emotions and issues of trauma and anger, you know, caused by whatever. People just aren't, you know, they're taking it out on others, you know, and instead of working it through and trying to solve their own issues, you know, and it's just become, you know, pointing at the other person and just being angry at others for no reason when they should be looking at themselves and saying, okay, I have some issues. What can I do to better myself and get myself out of this situation?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just, you know, you can only, right? It's, you can only control yourself. So if at least you can come to a situation with a good state of mind, positive energy, you know, supportive, and instead of just tearing people down, it's just, it's so negative and it's so unnecessary. And so, yeah, that's, I mean, for sure, our retreats are focused on just the positivity, you know. I mean, people come, they're struggling. Don't get me wrong. They absolutely can come struggling. There's, you know, some people need to get away because they are struggling.
Yeah.
But it's not because they're negative. You know, people coming on our retreats want better for themselves. They're looking for a deeper purpose, more fulfillment, you know, changes maybe, or just up-leveling the relationships they're already in.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is. I think if you work on yourself, right, just like you just said, that's going to help everybody that's in your circle, because you're going to come to that circle in a much better place.
Oh yeah, I think so. I think if our whole society did that, you know, we would start seeing a lot of improvements in our world today, you know, because I think so much, it has to do with so much anger, you know, going back into the history, going back into our roots, going back to the foundation, you know, people are just holding in so much anger from so much trauma they might have went through, whether as a child or later on in life. And, you know, what easier way to deal with it than to take it out on others? And sometimes people don't even realize they're taking it out on others. They have those outbursts, you know, But you can control that. You can heal that. You can change that, you know. And you just need, you know, to feel safe in a community of men or women, you know, wherever retreat you go to, where you could actually trust the people around you and feel safe. And then, you know what, when you're around positive people and you're around people who want to change, you feel the energy. You could feel that positiveness, and it changes you. It changes your personality. It changes the way you think, because you could just feel the positive energy around you.
It's so true, right? It's why people have joined business support groups forever, right? Because
yeah.
Everybody's in there together trying to, you know, make themselves better, and yeah. It works. It really works. And so this is the same thing. It's like a, you know, a speeded up version of that, you know, over 5 days. But it's crazy because it feels like it's so much longer when you're there. So
yeah. That's a perfect amount of days, you know, 5 days, it does feel a lot longer, you know, and it's just the amount of days you need just to renew yourself. That's so perfect. Now,
we're trying to make it so that people don't have to take a whole week off of work, you know, like everybody's busy. So
yeah, it's just
accessible.
It's what's good is that you offer a lot of them throughout the year. So yes. If they can't make one, they can make the other, which is really good, which I think is excellent.
Yeah.
Now, if they wanted to get a hold of you or get a hold of the information about where to go to maybe join a retreat or learn more about these retreats, what do they do?
You know, you can always get me on email, which is tracy@letsgolimitless.com. And then our website, letsgolimitless.com. And there's a form there too you can fill out to connect to us. We're on the socials, @GoLimitless. And so you can go there if you want to see, you know, pictures of retreats and stuff like that. We're pretty active on there and we respond quickly. So we'd love to hear from anybody that wants to join us.
Now, if you wanted to take a few takeaways and you needed to like emphasize on some important things, what would you want the listeners to learn from our conversation today?
I would say, you know, to trust your instincts. If you are feeling like you need a change in some way, feeling like something just isn't working, even though on paper it looks like it's working to everybody in your life, honor that. You know, don't ignore it. Explore it at least. You don't have to jump and make some massive rash decision.
Right.
But at least start listening to what you are sensing, because yeah. Especially as women, I feel like we really get a strong sense of things sometimes, and it's so mm-hmm. hard to explain that to somebody. But that instinct can be so strong.
Yes.
And if it's strong, it's probably strong for a reason. So yeah. You might want to listen to it.
And that's true. That's a good point, actually, because as women, I feel like there are sometimes I get intuition where it's mild, and then sometimes I get intuition where it's like really strong, like someone's trying to make it aware, you know, about whatever, you know, but they're trying to get my attention really good, and they're doing a good job, because they, you know, sometimes I feel like certain intuitions can be a lot stronger than others, and that means it needs to be addressed, you know. And I think that's our inner self telling us that, you know, we really got to stop and just like look at ourselves for whatever reason.
Definitely.
This has been great. I really enjoyed having you on the show today, and I hope you'll be back. I'd love to talk more. I'd love to learn a lot more about, you know, the different things that you've gone through so much and you've overcame so much. And I really love to maybe hear some more stories down the road, and maybe we could learn a little about how to cope with a lot of things. Because I think one thing we lack in our society is everybody tells you on the internet about a diagnosis, or they tell you about the symptoms and the treatments and this and that. But where do you really see on the internet? How many articles do you really see about coping? Emotionally coping with things? How do you cope with, you know, how do you cope with anxiety? How do you cope with fear? How do you cope with illness? How do you cope with, you know, there's so many different things, but nobody really talks about the different strategies on how to cope with it and how to get through life, you know, because life is not perfect, even though we'd like it to be. You know, the Brady Bunch wasn't even, you know, everybody in the Brady Bunch had some kind of issue going on behind the screens, but they made it look like it was the perfect life. And, you know, people, I think sometimes, you know, they want to believe that, you know, life can be perfect, but it isn't. And, you know, and when it isn't, we have to learn how to deal with it. And I think a lot of the things that you've gone through and you teach could be so beneficial to others. So I hope you'll come back, because you're just an amazing person. And I love hearing, you know, what you have to say.
Well, thank you so much, Stacey. Really, I appreciate being here and all you're doing for everybody with the messages that you're sending. It's fantastic. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much. And you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good. Except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.